Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And we are going to take a little break in the first half of the show and have some fun. We're going to go back west. We're going to go out west. We're going to go hang out with the cowboys. And we have Dr. Buck Montgomery back with us. Buck, how are you today?
Good morning. God, they said it couldn't be done again, but here we are back together again in 2018. Wow.
Did you have
I had a wonderful Christmas. I had a wonderful New Year. And to be talking to you today on National Day of Jump in a Puddle and Splash It on Your Friend's Day here in America, I can't think of anything better. It really is that.
And it is raining here, so I guess we could go jump in
raining.
A puddle and splash. Yes, it is raining.
Yeah, I can't do it out here because we got all our rain for the year yesterday.
Oh, my God.
And so now it's going to be a beautiful 70 degrees today.
Well, we were in the 50s. Earlier, and it's supposed to drop to freezing before the day ends, and so we will have that rain turn to ice, I guess. I'm hoping it goes a little southeast of us and misses us right here, but they're telling us to beware and be careful, and I have to have a little chat with you about something, because, you know, in your email, and I wanted to go back and look at it. I'm having computer problems today, and I believe you called me your best your favorite cowgirl. I think that's what you said. Your favorite cowgirl.
I did.
You know, they're coming out now with they're warning people not to have best friends, especially children in school. You can't have best friends. No more best friends, because if you have a best friend, that excludes other people. And we can't have you excluding other people. So, you know, it's kind of...
Well, I overstepped the boundaries then. I shouldn't have ever said that.
It's probably going to be a federal law against being best friends now.
Right. I'll be watching for a black sedan to pull up to my front door here like that. So.
Well, they know you're talking to me. You're in big trouble already. We have had some pretty serious shows this week, so we kind of need this little diversion today. And I want to remind my listeners that Galaxy Press puts out the series of Western books by L. Ron Hubbard. And they're just awesome books, and I'm pretty sure that some of those cowboys were loners, and some of those cowboys had best friends. I'm fairly certain.
I wonder if having your horse as a best friend, does that count for that?
Well, it excludes other horses, so, you know.
Oh, okay.
You know how that turned out for Rudolph.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Hey, did you talk about, you just mentioned Galaxy Press. I just found out that the Beth and Buck special is still available.
It's back. Beth and Buck are back. The Beth and Buck special is back.
I mean, we have our own page on their website.
I know.
You know,
it makes me feel special.
Yeah, what is it? galaxypress.com/westerns. And
absolutely.
There's their special for Beth and Buck for all those wonderful Western audio tapes and books.
And so are we back to half price where it's a twofer?
I think that's what it is.
Awesome.
That's amazing.
I say back. Maybe it never ended.
I'm thinking of it as an early 2018 Christmas present to all your listeners.
Well, their birthdays or Valentine's.
Anything.
If you give a Western book for Valentine's to your sweet little lady, your favorite cowgirl, you better have a rose attached to it. I'm just saying. You better have a plan with that.
Exactly.
All right. We've been having a lot of fun. But the Westerns are a lot of fun. And I've had the last 2 days, I've had shows. We've been talking about Iran and the protests going on in Iran. Oh. I've had some Iranian people on and talking about that. And it's been very, very interesting and very, very serious what we see going on there. And they kind of need some U.S. cowboys to come in and save the day. Not necessarily militarily, but
they
absolutely. They're fighting for freedom. And
there was actually, I just saw that there's a new movie out, not to get too far off the subject, called, it's about the horse soldiers that were the first 12 guys to go over to Afghanistan and stuff, and they dropped them in, and then they threw them on horses, okay? 12 guys, these were all special forces, and they said, over there, their horses are much smaller, and so are the people. So here you had these guys that were 220 pounds of muscle, these armed forces guys, and then with 60 pounds on these little, he said they kind of likened it to a very large Shetland pony. But there's a movie now called, I'll think of it, Something 12. The Something 12.
I haven't heard of that one yet.
But it's just coming out. But very, very good. And it goes back. I mean, they literally were like cowboys over there. And
interesting.
So there's your research.
Well, you know, I watched Hidalgo. I mean, surely you saw Hidalgo,
and
talked about the horses over there, and they take it very seriously, the races and the horses, very seriously. They're quite the horsemen in the Middle East.
Exactly.
And it doesn't surprise me. That'll be interesting, the first horse soldiers.
Yeah.
Be very interesting.
It's called the horse soldiers.
Anyway. That's a Western element in level itself, isn't it? Cowboy coming
exactly.
in and saves the day.
Exactly. Oh, and you know, talking about just going back and forth, I had this rumor out there in Hollywood, and it's reached all the way here to Phoenix, that I might be going out on February 10th and performing one of their live radio shows at their beautiful theater for Galaxy Press, and we'll be doing the Toughest Ranger. That I've done actually twice before. So that's just rumor. I haven't gotten the official word. Someone told me I was going to be going out there.
The Toughest Ranger, that's an awesome story of itself.
Oh, and very true.
Mm-hmm.
Very true.
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
L. Ron Hubbard wrote fiction, but historical fiction. And 26 men to cover all of the state of Arizona.
Hmm.
You know. To handle that, so great, great book. But I'm we'll see if I've guilted them into if I wasn't supposed to be going out on February 10th.
Maybe if they're listening now, you will be.
if they're listening, maybe I'll get a call right after this and going, all right, you can come out.
Well, I'm pretty sure John's listening, or he will be. I usually send it to them after the show, and Carmen usually listens. He's the one that gets y'all booked up here, and
exactly.
I have to kid him a lot of times because they're 2 hours behind me, and I always kid them about sleeping in. So
that's okay. You know, I was sitting at my looking at my phone at 8:06 this morning because I saw the email, not realizing someone didn't realize that there were only an hour difference now. So
when 8:06
came and went. I'm in Arizona.
Oh, you're in Arizona. Okay, they're in California,
in Arizona.
So they're 2 hours different.
Exactly.
And they
exactly.
sleep in. You know how they are in California.
Exactly. And
I'm going to get hacked, aren't I?
Right. You are. Good thing you're farther away from me, so they can get me first.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, well, I'm in the flyover state. Nobody wants to pay attention to the flyover state. But you know what? Go back to the Westerns.
What?
They really are great stories, and they really are great books if you just want to sit and read. We're into that weather time. We've been talking about the weather, and although he's having beautiful sunshine, we're not having that so much here. Like I said, it was 50-some degrees when I came in, and when I leave this afternoon, I might be looking at some freezing rain, and I don't care for that because I got to make a trip. I have an emergency. I call 911. I have an emergency with my laptop, and I've got to meet my... Hopefully the guy who's going to do surgery and recuperate it, give it new life.
Hopefully,
I got a meeting.
Exactly. So my condolences if something bad happens to you.
Thank you. I'll put that down. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. We're talking about Westerns. You know, the cowboy that saves the day, whether he's alone or has a best friend as a horse. And Buck and Beth Ann will be right back.
Thank you. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Cries from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Cries from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, first place in journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting right now with Dr. Buck Montgomery. He is a stuntman cowboy, and we've probably seen him in the movies and didn't know we were even looking at him.
I'm mistaken for a lot of backs in Hollywood.
He falls off the horse for a price. He falls off the horse for a price.
Yep.
And he also fills in with Galaxy Press. They have the theater that they perform some of these movies in, and they also, or not movies, plays. And he also does, you do some of the voices on the audio, don't you? On the audio?
I have not yet, but that is on my bucket list, and
so,
hopefully
so
it's,
when somebody hits and thuds falling off the horse, that's not you? Because I thought it was.
I could, that's a great idea.
I know.
I could do that. I could be the first guy to do stunts on radio. That would be great.
I've been trying to get Made in the USA companies. I've been after this jean company that everything that they have is made in the USA. And they can even track the cotton field. They can track the cotton down to the field it came out of. And I keep telling him I want to be his jeans model on the radio. I haven't won him over yet. I don't understand what's going on there.
I love it. You think along the same way I do. In fact, I am probably the most famous ventriloquist that ever performed on the radio.
Is that right?
People are just amazed. They go, "Can I even see your mouth moving?" Wow.
Well, we've just had a really silly time here, but I'm going to give Galaxy Press's website again to check out these westerns.
Please do.
You need to go to galaxypress.com/westerns. galaxypress.com/westerns. And the Buck and Beth special is still there, and it's 50% off. Buck likes to call it a twofer. So if you get two for the price of one, and if you get four, I guess you get, you know, four for the price of two, and it just keeps, it goes four for it, just keeps going. John's rolling his eyes around. If he's listening, he's going, oh, my gosh, people are going to break us.
But I tell you, I mean, and of course, you know, he, we're talking Westerns, but there are so many other titles. They just finished up the whole Battlefield Earth, science fiction, some what I like to call was like a film noir kind of stuff. And so the guy was prolific as a writer, and it's easy reading. That's what I got. That's why I like him so much. It's easy reading, and they're not like novellas that, you know, it's like War and Peace, you know, every time you pick up something. So these are quick reads, and they're entertaining, and boom, you move to the next one and to the next one, and each story is so different across the board. That's, I think, people enjoy him so much. I've turned more people on to his writings through a lot of the events that I do, and I'll have books there when I do live events or I do special appearances, and I always have some books with me, and people all say, well, I'm going to be here for a couple of days. Why don't you go ahead and borrow that, and, you know, take it back to your hotel room and read it.
And they're done the next day, aren't they? Yeah, they've read it.
Yeah, I'm finished.
We're talking about books like The Toughest Ranger, Branded Outlaw, Death Waits at Sundown, Devil's Manhunt, and Under the Die Hard Brand. I mean, those are just some awesome titles to those books, and they are great stories. If you don't think you have the time to sit down and hold the book in your hand and read, because you know we are in the microwave world, you know, everybody wants it instantaneous. Most people are in the car, and most people, even if they're jogging or walking, you've got the little Walkman, and you can plug those in, and you can listen to them. I know Battlefield Earth now is on thumb drive, so you can get that. I don't know that the Westerns are, but you can always take them and take the CD and put it down on that, and you carry it with you. And they do have CD carriers, too. They still have those, right? CD player?
They do. I have one. I know they do.
I have one too, but I don't ever. I don't jog, so I don't carry it with me. anyway, so.
But yeah, you're
in
right.
The car, you're traveling, and it's easy reading, easy listening. Don't read while you're in the car. Listen to it while you're in the car. But that is.
And the audio tapes, the audio is not like listening to this one person like me just drone on for an entire book. There are numerous voices, a lot of celebrities.
Absolutely.
You know, Judy Norton, Marty Cove, some great some actors and radio people that have put their voices down on these things, and it's like listening to the soundtrack of a movie. It's that entertaining with all these sound effects and everything.
Oh, yeah. So, it's absolutely awesome. And I'm not exaggerating how the audiobooks sound, whether it's the Westerns or Battlefield Earth. It's just amazing what they have done. It really takes you right there. You know, it's as if you're there.
And you could be taken there now at a discounted price. Well, so you can't stress that enough, you know, only because it's got both our names on it. So what a great special.
B&B.
B&B. B&B.
We just can't be best friends, but we can be B&B.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm a rebel. I'm a rebel. They can't tell me I can't have a best friend, so I have lots of best friends.
Good.
GalaxyPress.com/Westerns. That's GalaxyPress.com/Westerns. I know we've done this before, but I want to go back and ask you, what was your favorite Western that you performed in, that you were the stuntman of?
My favorite would be two, only because I got to meet some iconic legends when I did the Sacketts, and I did some of the writing in that. I wrote for Tom Selleck in that during the cattle drive scene. So I got to meet people like Slim Pickens and Ben Johnson and Glenn Ford. So that was it because what I thought was one of the most phenomenal Westerns, it was kind of unsung, was The Long Riders. You know, and it gave me something new to do in the stunt business, and that was run on top of a moving train, which up to that time I had never done. I told the director that I could do it. I figured
sure.
I could. I figured, what's the worst that could happen? Well,
you fall off the train and get run over? That's the worst. I mean,
exactly.
Gosh.
And if he says, you know, I thought you said you could run on top of a moving train. And I said, well, it was moving like 5 miles faster than I'm used to. So it's always an excuse. But
tripped
I didn't
over
fall
somebody's
off.
Bubble gum, you know.
Exactly. I enjoyed working on Barbarossa with Willie Nelson.
Oh, yeah.
I like to tell people that I actually survived working on a film with Gary Busey. And he was an interesting gentleman.
Yeah.
Very talented. So I've been real privileged to have met some of these classic actors that are out there, and some still are. People like Don Collier and Rudy Ramos and like that. So I deem myself very lucky. My timing was good, and timing, as we say, is everything.
It is everything, and I'll tell you what. Yeah. I'm a little bit jealous of when you were on the Sacketts, because I do like the Sacketts. I really like that movie, and I went back and watched it, as you know, just so I could see your back.
Right.
I wanted to watch you rope. And then when you were talking about Ben Johnson and what a fantastic horseman he was. He was a cowboy. He was just doing the movies, you know, as a hobby. He was a cowboy. He's no longer with us. And and Slim Pickens, my husband has a cousin. He's passed away now, but he looked just like and talked, his voice, everything, just like Slim Pickens. And it was just amazing when I look at him, but, you know, I go, Slim Pickens. I saw him in the movie, didn't I?
Yep.
But he was a cowboy. He was a real cowboy. He had some cowboy stories to tell, and it was...
He was amazing. Rodeo cowboy. He was a rodeo clown.
Oh, yeah.
I got to see him quite a bit at the end of his life. He lived in Columbia, California. My folks retired in Sonora, which are sister towns right next to each other. And every day, almost every day, he would drive down Main Street, go to Bud's Gun Shop, and just sit there and talk to people. And... every time he'd drive through Main Street, he'd wave to everyone. It was like the Slim Parade every day. You know? Great guy. His daughter and still lives out there.
Yeah, he was an awesome. I was trying to say that the cousin of my husband was the one that looked like Slim Pickens was a cowboy. That's what he did. They were out in Texas, and he was a cowboy, and he talked about checking the cattle and going out there and. We'll save that story for another day. He roped a wolf. Anyway,
all right.
That didn't go real well, but he roped a wolf. They had to figure out what to do with him once he got him because he didn't run away. He came back. So they had to outrun the wolf. We're out of time, Buck. I appreciate you being here with me this morning and helping me get a little escape. I needed escape. I've had a lot of stress, and we'll have to get back to business here in the second half of the show. Thank you so much. GalaxyCrest.com. GalaxyCrest.com/westerns. The Buck and Beth special. You need to take advantage of that. And I'll be right back. A trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has
has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSU Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We had visited, we had a little fun in the first half of the show with Dr. Buck Montgomery, Western books. And I know that you all love Westerns. We've had Western shows before, even comparing them to today and the shows and the movies today, and everybody likes a cowboy. Very few, maybe you don't all like to watch Westerns, but everybody admires the cowboy, and the cowboy is unique to the United States of America. And so the Westerns and the stories and the books and all that, they're just so they're so alive to us. So I do advise you to check that out, and they do have a special going with the Buck and Beth special, which is buy one, get the other one for half price, and Buck likes to call that two for the price of one. But you just go to thegalaxypress.com, and they fixed up a special site for us. So put galaxypress.com and then /westerns, and it'll take you right there, and it'll show you the special. galaxypress.com/westerns. Well, speaking of movies, they're getting ready to make a movie. They're trying to get money for it.
They've got a GoFundMe, not a GoFundMe, a crowdfunding site, an Indigo. And it's going to have John Voight, Alveda King, and they're both involved. It is a pro-life film about the truth of Roe versus Wade. A film projecting, it's a project examining Roe versus Wade from the pro-life perspective. And it has an Academy Award-winning actor, John Voight, and the producer, Nick Loeb, and Alveda King are involved in this. Now, Alveda King is Martin Luther King Jr.'s niece. And she is quite the activist for civil rights. She's quite the activist for Christianity. And she is an activist for life. The untold story of how abortion activists lied and manipulated Jane Roe, the media, and the courts into the decision to allow abortion, and this happened in 1973. That's what this movie is going to be about. It's going to be the true story of what they did and how they used Jane and abused her situation to push for abortion. They're trying to raise $2 million, and so far, I don't think they've had it open very long. As of yesterday, they'd raised $5,688. Now, this is a movie that people today need to see. 1973, I just had my first child. And although we were hearing about abortion, I wasn't really following it as I should have been. But I heard Jane Roe talk on a Christian talk show years and years and years ago about what had happened. And she is a pro-life advocate now. Or she was when I heard her then. And she told her story, and it was amazing at how they used her. Amazing. So this is something that I think will be of interest, and John Voight's involved in it. You know, he's a conservative, very outspoken conservative. But anyway, I have complained this week about having a cold, you know, and I've had to force back some sneezes or hold back some sneezes while I was on the air. I've had a tickle in my nose. And, you know, they've got a commercial out. You know, I don't even remember what the commercial is. Probably Geico. Everything's Geico, isn't it? But it's talks about things happen. Stuff happens when you have a cold. Well, Dianne Feinstein says she has a bad cold, and this might have slowed down her mental faculties. She published Simpson's testimony on Tuesday, catching Republicans by surprise. This is from the Fusion GPS situation. Simpson's testimony, taken during August of last year, covered his firm's role in producing the infamous anti-Trump dossier for the Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee. Feinstein, who is 84 years old, expressed regret yesterday for keeping Senator Grassley in the dark and suggested that it was because she had a bad cold. She didn't know what she was doing because she had a bad cold. The one regret I have, she says, is that I should have spoke with Senator Grassley before. And I don't make an excuse, but I've had a bad cold, and maybe that slowed down my mental faculties a little bit. This is the same woman that back in, I think it was in 2012, I'm not sure the year, made the statement that every veteran had a mental illness. Well, and now she's blaming slow mental faculties on a cold. I don't buy it, and I don't think you buy it either. My computer had an issue last night, and I was behind it. And I'm going to blame my cold for my ignorance on pushing the wrong buttons or not understanding the prompt that I was getting.
now my computer's in bad way, so I'm really stressing out over the lack of a computer, and I have to make a special trip to meet somebody who's going to help me. Bless his heart, he's going to help me with my computer if he possibly can. And he does it that's his way of supporting the show. He does that for me. And it's, he doesn't live close, so we're going to meet halfway, and here we are threatening with the bad weather. So, Senator Feinstein had a bad cold, and it caused her to have a lapse in judgment. Well, I'm not buying it, and I don't think you buy it either. Senator Feinstein has a lapse in judgment. A lot. A lot. And Chelsea Handler, you know, she's been pretty vocal. She came out, and she was going, and she went homophobe on us. After Lindsey Graham, Senator Lindsey Graham, because he's been way too friendly with Donald Trump, and she thinks Donald Trump has something on him, and she thinks he's gay, and he's still in the closet, and he ought to just come out of the closet. And this girl just goes ballistic. She's just crazy. She thinks she's a comedian. I don't watch her. I don't know that she's very funny. But the things that the left will say, and then, of course, they wear their black dresses when they go to, you know, they roll out their red carpet for their golden awards, Golden Globe Awards, to tell all the rest of us how we should be kinder and gentler and love more. And then they go ballistic like this. And not only does she go ballistic, she uses foul language. They have no problem using foul language. None whatsoever. So I don't know if she was wearing her black dress or a nasty little pink hat, but she went after Lindsey Graham. I don't like Lindsey Graham a whole lot myself, but for different reasons. Totally different reasons. I mentioned at the beginning of the show, teasing Dr. Buck Montgomery, that I can't possibly be his favorite cowgirl because you're not allowed to have BFFs. And this is coming out. I heard it on Tucker Carlson last night when I was sitting there waiting for my computer to do something. And he was interviewing a woman, and I don't think it's the one who's on this article. But he was in it. May have been Dr. Barbara Greenberg. They want the schools to ban kids from having best friends. They're going to ban the kids from having a BFF. And how are they going to do that? And why is that a problem? Do you have a BFF? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. Well, I hope I'm at least your favorite talk show host. We will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit GalaxyPress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit BattlefieldEarth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. GalaxyPress.com.
One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead, say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do.
Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, we're kind of laughing about this, banning kids from having best friends, but I want you to stop and think about the infringement on the First Amendment and on your rights. That the school would ban children from having, we're going to make little robots out of them. Part of the problem, they don't want others excluded, and they said kids get their feelings hurt. And that while some kids have a little clique of friends at lunch, other children are eating alone. Well, I know that some of that's true. And some of that, you're not going to put a stop to it. And Melody and I talked about this a little bit. And I told her there's always going to be bullies, there's always going to be cliques, and there's always going to be people with best friends. And I know that girls are probably more apt to be the cliquish with the best friends, more so than the boys. My sons had good friends that they had over or that they, you know, played ball with. But it wasn't like some of the girls that have best friends. They do everything together, have the sleepovers and do this and do that. They didn't get into that so much. But they did run around with them when they got their driver's license. They ran around with them and did things with their friends. And there were certain kids that they didn't hang out with, and there were certain kids I didn't want them to hang out with. But this article is coming from the National Review, and Catherine Timpf is the author of the article.
According to a piece in the U.S. News and World Report, some schools in the United States and in Europe are attempting to ban the entire concept of children having best friends because it's not inclusive and kids get hurt. The notion of choosing best friends is deeply embedded in our culture. Child and family psychologist Dr. Barbara Greenberg writes in a piece titled, Should Schools Ban Kids from Having Best Friends? Nonetheless, she says, there is, in my opinion, merit to the movement to ban having best friends. She goes on to say, there is something dreadfully exclusionary occurring when a middle schooler tells the girl sitting next to her that she is best friends with the girl sitting in front of them. Child after child comes to my therapy office distressed when their best friend has now given someone else this coveted title. All right. Greensburg says, bring it on to the idea of banning best friends. And she says, I am a huge fan of social inclusion. The phrase best friend is inherently exclusionary. Among children and even teens, best friends shift rapidly. Yeah, there's a lot of drama in children's lives. That's why we have parents. And that's why they are supposed to be teachers. These shifts lead to emotional distress and would be significantly less likely if our kids spoke of close or even good friends rather than best friends. So it's just a word, huh? There's an unspoken ranking system. And where there is a ranking system, there are problems. I think down on the farm we call that a pecking order. There's a pecking order. I see kids who are never labeled best friends, and sadly, they sit alone at lunch tables and often in their homes while others are with their best friends. Is a best friend an exclusionary thing? She says, sure. Do kids without best friends feel like garbage sometimes? Well, absolutely, she says. But the truth is, Greensburg is making the same incorrect assumption, this is coming from the author, that so many people make when they advocate for banning language. The changing of the language won't change a thing about the reality. They're still going to have best friends, even if they can't call them BFFs. Because that is the nature of man. It's the nature of the animals. That's why they say there's a pecking order. Children need that closeness. I know, she's got the degree in psychology. Children need that closeness with friends. Those that are excluded, you know, I don't know why. I wasn't with the popular girls, but I had friends. You know, when Melody and I were talking, she was talking about some of the things that the bullying that goes on now and how vicious it is. And she said, I know there was bullies back in our day, but it wasn't as bad. And I said, you know why? Because there was more structure and discipline in the school system. Now, I've got daughter-in-laws that are teachers, and they might disagree with me. But the structure that we had and the discipline that we had, it didn't eliminate best friends or cliques. But it did minimize them, at least the bullying. You go out on the playground and there are bullies on the playground. And there are cliques. Y'all wanted to be the first one to get to the jump ropes because there were only so many jump ropes. You know, you can't ban a word or ban an ideal or change human nature. Children need best friends. You talk to some of the
people that are adults now that say I was an army brat or a military brat and moved constantly. So they didn't have that connection, that best friend. And when you're in rural America, some people, they grow up here, they live here all their lives. Their grandparents live here. Their cousins. And some of them are best friends with cousins. But they stay with these best friends through their entire life. Not all of them, but a lot of them do. And it amazes me because, you know, I lived in Kansas City, then moved down here and moved around a little bit. I wasn't an army brat, only moved once. But a best friend for a child to have that connection is a good thing, not a bad thing. Maybe they ought to look at why these other kids are being excluded. And I don't mean that in a bad way at all. More structure, more discipline, more nurturing at home. Teaching them right from wrong. Teaching them how to be kind to others, even those who are unkind to you. I don't think you can ban the idea of a best friend. It's not going to happen. Oh, they're going to try. But it's just plain wrong. Tomorrow will be Friday. We will have Free for All Friday. And your calls will be welcome. You have a great day. And remember, best friends you are to me today. And it's up to us to put silliness like this to rest. Say, stop it. Stop it. And bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in
and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.